Praise God. Amen. Great Father's Day. The rain stopped. Hallelujah. So we have a good day in Jesus' name. Well, just for a few moments, I'm going to be bringing the Word of God to you. We're going to talk about living the future. Living the future. And I want us to look at Philippians 3, 12 through 16, the Passion Translation. And what dropped in my spirit early this morning was that, faith is always now. Faith is now. But we have to, we're going to share that scripture, Hebrews 11, 1, in just a moment. But what we do many times, and I know that we're not supposed to live in the past. We're going to read this scripture in just a moment. But a lot of times we live in the present, and we're bogged down between the present and the past, mingling them together, and that's dictating our future. But what we need to do is understand that God has a better future for us, and we need to be living our future now. See, that's where our healing's at. That's where our financial prosperity is at. That's where our victory is at, when we're living our future now, because God's expectation for us is great. Say great. Amen. So this is what the Apostle Paul found out about his life. He said this in verse 12, I admit that I haven't yet acquired the absolute fullness that I am pursuing. And we can always say that, along with the Apostle Paul, that we're not there yet. Amen? We grow with the things of God. But he goes on to say, I run with a passion into the abundance. I run into, so what are you running into this morning? Oh, pastor, I'm running into a lot of stuff. They say there's recession happening, that there's this happening, there's that happening. My doctor has told me this is happening. No, the Apostle Paul says, I'm running with passion into his abundance. Abundance of what? Abundance of goodness, abundance of mercy, abundance of every good thing. Hallelujah. Praise God that God has provided for us through Jesus Christ on the cross 2,000 years ago. So we are to run with expectation. Amen? It says, so that I may reach the purpose for which Christ has laid hold on me to make me his own. He says, I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. However, I do have one compelling focus. Now, this is so important. I love this in this translation. I have one compelling focus. What's your compelling focus today? What are you focusing on? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What you are giving attention to, that's where your faith is going to be in. That's, you're going to be locked into that atmosphere and that place where you have been thinking. Amen? Where you have been contemplating. He says, I do have one compelling force. This is what he says. And dads, this is for you. Everybody, I forget all of the past as I fasten my heart to the future. Wow. I forget all of my past as I fasten my heart to the future. What does the Word of God say that your future looks like? Do you know? Do you know? And so if you know what your future looks like, and God tells us our future, praise God, that we are to be focusing and living our life as I would in the future if everything was in manifestation right now. God says, I call things which be not as though they are. Hallelujah. So God has given us promises. Hallelujah. Precious promises. I mean, praise God. He's lavished his love upon us. Hallelujah. And salvation isn't just a ticket to heaven, but it provides everything that we have need of in the here and now life. And if you look at the news, if you look at everything around you, you're going to be distracted by what God is saying our future is like, because it is good.
Well, but Pastor, you don't understand. You know, my parents and my grandparents, they went through the Great Depression. They did this, they did that. But listen, we're living in a generation that's going to welcome the second coming of Jesus Christ. We are the glorious church. Without spot and wrinkle. Amen. And we have been taught a lot more than what my ancestors and my ancestors grew. They were Christians way back. I have a circuit riding preacher grandpa, great, great, great grandpa. I have a picture of him along, you know, the long beard and everything. Amen. So both sides of my family were Christians, but none of them knew how to walk in victory as we've been taught right now. They weren't taught how to call things to be not as though they are. They weren't taught the word of faith. They weren't taught who they are in Christ Jesus. They were just poor sinners saved by grace. So they didn't walk in dominion. They didn't walk in authority. They didn't know the revelation in Ephesians chapter 1 and 2 and 3, hallelujah, that we've been raised up and been made to sit down together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we have to have this compelling focus also, forgetting all of the past as I fasten my heart to the future instead. He says, I run straight for the divine invitation of reaching the heavenly goal and gaining a victory prize through the anointing of Jesus. So let all who are fully mature and have this same passion, and if anyone is not gripped by these desires, God will reveal it to them. And let us all advance together to reach the victory prize, following one path with one passion. Hallelujah. Following one path with one passion. So I don't care if your addiction, listen, if you're addicted to things right now, it's not in your future. If you have sickness in your body right now, it's not in your future. If you're having financial woes right now, it's not in your future. If you are depressed, it's not in your future. If you've made mistakes, amen, it's in the past. It's not in your future. Hallelujah. Your future is bright. Hallelujah. Amen. In Lamentations, whoever reads Lamentations, right? Listen, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 through 25, the Amplified Bible says this. It is because of the Lord's mercy and loving kindness that we are not consumed, because his tender compassions fail not. They are new every morning. They are new every morning. Great and abundant is your stability and faithfulness. Praise God for that. The Lord is my portion or share, says my living being. Your innermost being. What is your innermost self telling you? Okay. Therefore, I will hope in him and wait expectantly for him. And verse 25, it says, for the Lord is good to those who wait hopefully and expectantly for him. That's living in your future right now. Hallelujah. To those who seek him, inquire, and for him, and require him by right of necessity and on the authority of what? God's word. So God's word is the part that dictates your future to you. It doesn't matter what the world says, who's Democrats or Republicans or who's president and that. You know, all of that makes a difference. We need to be praying for our nation and justice and so on and so forth. But listen, in God's eyes, it's God's kingdom. We are in God's kingdom. Amen? We are aliens here on we don't even belong here. Our citizenship is in heaven. Hallelujah. And that's where we need to rejoice. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says this, and many of us know this, is the Amplified Bible. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for. Okay? That we hope for. Hope is always future. Faith is when? Now. Amen? It says faith is the confirmation. So, the title of my message is Living in Your Future. Living in your future. What is your future like? Where is your hope? You're looking for a better life. You're looking for a healthier body, so on and so forth. You're looking for your family to come into the kingdom of God. Well, you've got to see it. You've got to believe it, that it's even now, and live and rejoice in God, giving thanks for it even now before it's in manifestation. Amen? Come on. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things that we hope for, being proof of things we do not see, but the conviction of their reality. I like this. Faith, this is a good definition of faith, perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Well, you don't understand that the doctor has diagnosed this, or my paycheck is this, I'm on a fixed income, and I have all of this stuff, and whatever, you know, just all these bad. No, wait, where's your expectation? Where's your faith? Amen. Philippians 4:19, my God supplies all of my need according to his riches in glory. Amen. Hallelujah. God is the strength of my life. So on and so forth. And this is what, now really, I've got 5 minutes left. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Powerful scripture. All right. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a what? A future and a hope. A future. Come on, let's get excited about the day that we live in. Amen. It's not going to stay like this. It's not, well, you know, I don't know. We're just going to see what happens. Well, that's, you'll get what you see. Hey, come on, I'm just going to see. I'm going to just wait it out. Whatever will be. Bless God. No, hallelujah. God's thoughts, amen, of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. The New Living Testament says, for I know the plans. God has a plan for your life. Amen. I have for you, said the Lord. They are plans for good and not of disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Hallelujah. And I like what Solomon said. And I can't believe they didn't know David was Solomon's dad. I mean, that's basic, right? They need to go to Bible school. Enroll in September. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18, but it says in the Passion Translation, it says this, but the lovers of God, how many of you love God? Walk on a highway of light or illumination. One translation says the path that you're on. And their way shines brighter, doesn't say gloomier, brighter and brighter until the perfect day. It's going to get better and better. It's going to get worse for the world, but it's going to get better and better for us. Hallelujah. Because, you know, Jesus said it plain, let not your heart be troubled. Praise God. Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, what happens if they kill us? Well, amen, you just graduate to heaven. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Shines brighter and brighter until the perfect day. But it goes on to say, but the wicked walk in thick darkness like those who travel in fog. Do you know anybody like that is traveling in fog today? Kind of foggy. And yet they don't have a clue why they keep stumbling. But see, for us who are born again, who are children of God, our pathway is brighter and brighter, full of light. Glory to God. We know our destination. Amen. God's been there and back, and we trust our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Well, so Jeremiah 29 says God knows the plans. He has it all planned out. So all we have to do is relax. Turn to the person next to you and say, chill. Hang loose. Amen? Don't be anxious for anything. Jesus would say that. Don't worry about anything. Praise God. Because your Heavenly Father knows that you need all of these. Now, we're talking Father's Day. Is he a good dad or a bad dad? Come on. He's a good dad. He's good all the time. And if your child was hungry, you'd make sure they were fed no matter what you had to do to get them food. If your child was naked and they needed clothes, you would somehow find a way to clothe them. And yet we think God is up there on the phone. I mean, he should be locked up for child abuse, according to some people. That's not my heavenly Father. He says, if you as earthly fathers know how to do good for your children, how much more will your heavenly Father do good or give you things? Amen. Praise God, because he is our heavenly daddy. Praise the Lord. Psalms 103. I'm going to end on this verse this morning. The New Living Testament. Powerful scripture. And this, remember, living today in your future. Don't wait till tomorrow to live it. Begin to confess it. Begin to say it. Begin to see it. Begin to walk in it. Begin to dream it. Amen. It says, praise the Lord, I tell myself. Amen. Have you ever told yourself it's time to praise the Lord in the midst of trouble? It's time to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, I tell myself, and never forget the good things that he does for me. Number one, he forgives all of my sins and heals all of my diseases. Right? He ransoms me from death and surrounds me with love and tender mercies. And number five, verse five, he fills my life with good things. Say that with me. He fills my life with good things. And you older folks, my youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. Now, I grew up on Lawrence Welk. Anybody ever listen to Lawrence Welk? Remember what their favorite commercials was? Geritol. They didn't know it was spiked with alcohol. If you're old, they were reaching that generation, right? Well, to have energy, you had to take Geritol. Glory to God. So, you know, but we have Geritol right here in the Word of God. He says he renewed my youth like an eagle. Hallelujah. Pastor Judy reminds me of that all the time. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what do? We have to make a decision. Remember the Apostle Paul, I want to read that again to you right there. It says, I do have one compelling focus. I fasten my heart to the future instead of the way things are right now in the past. Focus. What does your future look like? It's not 2020. Amen. It's not COVID-19 on steroids or whatever they come up with. Never know what they're going to come up with. But our hope is in God. And remember, our pathway, our walkway is lit up with the glory of God. Especially we sing songs like "The Blood Applied." That song just keeps going. I sing it. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. That's powerful, just that phrase right there. Because the blood of Jesus has purchased everything that we will ever need. That's why you can live your future in victory. Amen. I want you to bow your heads this morning. Hallelujah. Living in your future right now. I want you to just meditate on that phrase. If everything was fulfilled according to God's word for your life, we need to be walking in it right now. Living it, thinking about it. Even though it's not in manifestation, we walk it out. Great is your faithfulness, O God. Your mercies are new.